Hello, this is the audio postcard from Venice. I'm nearly upon the end of my stay here in Venice. That was quite mind-blowing. I have seen so much, I've experienced so much, and I will bring back quite a lot of memories and sound souvenirs. I made quite a lot of ambient noise recordings that I'm gonna use later on for something I'm working on. And you know, I meant to make this recording just a few hours after I came to the city, and I don't know, something was missing. You know, I meant to give you the general impression. For some reasons I felt like sharing this. Maybe because I'm here on my own, and this is quite helpful when it comes to working on my project, but you know, I sort of felt like talking to someone, and whatever I hear, people around me, they're all speaking Italian, mostly, and you know, so sometimes you just feel like talking to anyone, and I did, actually. I quite opened myself into strangers. Actually got a couple of first interviews I've ever made, and they are actually all art and exhibition related, because I went to the Biennale, Art Biennale, here in Venice, and I spoke to a couple of people about their reactions, and I decided to record it as an interview. So that was new to me, and it was quite challenging to do that, because, you know, I was quite challenged by my situation here, I felt, and also the my English barrier is making me it's putting me into this disadvantage. I'm just challenged by it, that's all. Well, so as I said, I was hoping to give you the general impression about Venice, and at the moment I perfectly know what to tell you. You see, it was quite painful to experience it and to live with it, and actually I'm in this very situation at the moment. I think I can call Venice the loop city. Basically, I'm making those crazy loops, and I'm ending up being in the same place within an hour for about 4 or 5 times, whenever I'm trying to desperately get out from this place and, for example, head on to hotel, because I'm just tired of walking the entire day. And you know, there's so many things loop like in the city. When you look at the map, you'll find that through entire place there is a ribbon like canal going through, and this sort of making the entire infrastructure of the city non-organic, if you consider symmetry to be a language of nature. So basically this is just making it impossible to maneuver through the city without getting lost. And I met a couple of people asking for directions, and we had quite a nice chat, and they're all nearly all in the same situation. There are people who are staying here for example a couple of weeks, and they're still getting lost, and the map isn't really helping, because these are very tiny streets, lanes, and you couldn't be able to locate them on a map. So that's that. And there are those public buses, I guess that's the way to call them. You know, they're in theory quite easy to take you from one place to another, but yesterday I was so tired and the canal was so wavy, I just fallen asleep, and I've made a full circle, and I woke up just like 100 meters before the place where I got in. I just laughed about it. And then, you know, when I'm passing through the same streets every day, I'm noticing those locals sitting in the same coffee shops every single day, smoking the same pipe, having coffee, and I don't know, I hope I'm gonna get out from this place and I won't stuck in it, because tomorrow I've got my flight, return flight at 7. I need to be there on time. So I'll speak to you then. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.